45 here at WJBC and WJBC.com, and it's time for our Farm to Table segment. It's brought to you by DuPont Pioneer and sponsored by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. We'd like to welcome our guest today, Greg Anderson. And Greg is with Triple M Farms. They are specialty crop growers from near Clinton. Greg, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me, Terry.
No problem at all. Tell us about your education, your background, a little bit about yourself.
Well, a little bit about me and my wife, Mariah, that's part of the Triple M Farm. I'm from Northern Illinois, and I came down to Parkland and got a 2-year degree in agribusiness, and Mariah got a 4-year degree from ag business communication from ISU. So that's a little bit of our background. She's from Southern Illinois. We met in the middle, and that's where we got this thing started.
Well, how did you get your business started? Describe the farm. Well, first of all, let's describe the farm a little bit.
Sure. We're a diversified specialty crop farm. A little bit how we got started about 8 years ago, our neighbors had a need for some mums, fall garden mums. So we both worked full-time, had a little bit of ground, so we decided to do it as a hobby, and we started with 300 there 8 years ago, and as it progressed over the last 5 or 6 years, we've moved up to 10,000. So that's kind of been our base for the last 8 years of what we've kind of gotten known for. But a couple of years ago, this is the third season, we actually broke out and started doing some spring bedding plants and then about 10 acres of produce. So we do a full line throughout the summer of spring garden starts through vegetables and mums into the fall.
Sounds great. Sounds like a big selection out there. Let's talk a little bit about how you grow fresh produce in Illinois. What are some of the things people need to remember?
Well, a few things to remember. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. Like raised beds are being pretty popular right now. How we do it at Triple M Farm is we grow a lot of head crafts and stuff on black or white plastic. And then we also use some high tunnels. So helps us be able to control the moisture and feed our plants, and we don't have to weed for those 3 feet in our operation on the plastic outside, and then a few of the high tunnels actually gives us some season extension so we can actually protect it from the frost that some people may be in the area this last weekend got a little, but we luckily did not. So those are a couple of the ways that we do it on a bigger scale.
Sure. Well, go ahead.
We use a few of those tools, and I know at home there's a lot of ways to do it, whether it's on patio. We do work with some folks that actually there's some varieties that are better for patio containers or raised beds or hot houses and all those kind of things, so we can fit pretty much every need.
Well, and we know planting season underway for a lot of our farmers. When does your planting season start?
Well, I think we start back in February sometime with some starts and that kind of thing to get things ready for about this time of year. We've had stuff outside for probably close to 6 weeks now, and it's slowly progressing, just like the corn and soybean farmers here too that are trying to get the crops in, since we haven't had much sun or a little too much rain maybe to get in there. So we're well on our way. It's we like today because we actually got the sun out today and some heat.
Yeah, it's rare, isn't it? It looks pretty good outside today.
It seems like it.
You tell us about transplanting.
Yeah. Transplant is primarily what we do. Most of the stuff, but root crops, it just gives you an opportunity to get things started, prolong your season for vegetable crops. You know, you can actually protect them, get them started earlier when they go in the ground. We specifically use 4-inch pots on any of our starts just to have that bigger root mass. Whenever they take off in the ground, they're a little bit more durable in case we get too much rain or not enough, and we don't stay on the moisture real quick. So they actually set root very quick and take off. So a lot of the stuff that we transplant for tomatoes in particular are 6 or 8 inches, maybe even 10 inches tall. So they go in, and we can kind of protect them while the cold weather's getting out of our hair, and we lay them in there, and they take off. So,
well, I'm curious, with the fresh produce that you produce, are you guys out at any of the farmers' markets in the area?
We actually don't. At Triple M Farm, we don't do farmers' markets all that much. We are located about 8 miles east on Route 10 heading toward Champaign. And part of our strategy is we work with a local supermarket that kind of carries us, IGA and Clinton, and a good chunk of our lineup. We do a 75-person CSA, which is a subscription program through our farm throughout the summer. And we distribute on the farm and down at the antique mall across from the Clinton High School. And then we hit the campgrounds that are real close to us. So we don't travel too much further out of DeWitt County, but we do hit every county that surrounds us just a little bit.
Well, it's only about a half-hour drive from Bloomington Normal and a little closer if you're in southern McLean County. It's called Triple M Farms, specialty crop growers near Clinton, Illinois. Greg Anderson, our guest today. Thanks for your time, sir, here on Farm to Table. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Farm to Table is sponsored by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer's with you.